can switch to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Dads and children of all ages. Jonathan Scott here with another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop from NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. And if you're anywhere near a computer, you could tune us in on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Scott LV for Las Vegas. Joining me as he has for the last 217 years, please say hello to my sidekick, my kick in the side, Jeffrey with a G-Line 1. Go ahead.
Johnny Scott, what's up, my man?
Good weekend. A lot of partying, a lot of golf, a lot of food, and
you were playing or watching golf?
Watching golf.
I got you
from the couch.
You.
A lot of couch time this weekend.
And there was some good golf.
And isn't that what the Masters are for? Couch time.
100%.
But I did go to a new restaurant that you talked to me about. It was the Black Sheep.
Yep. Great little local restaurant. Jamie Tran, a very well-known Vietnamese influenced chef, has been doing unbelievable food there. If you get a chance, she's at the corner of Warm Springs and Durango, and I'm sure she'd love to see you. Mention Vegas Nonstop, and maybe they'll give you a drink.
Maybe they will. I don't know, but the food was awesome. The appetizers were just phenomenal. So I went with our friend John English, who was supposed to be here again this week.
We miss you, buddy.
But I hope Tanya's doing well. Also joining us in studio from the Veterans Transition Resource Center, our friend and yours, Gobi Moore.
Hey, how are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome.
And keeping with the theme of National Association of Broadcasters, our friend for the last 20 years or so, from Patriot Media, please say hello to Steve Berger.
Thank you.
You get a plug,
Jonathan. I love it.
That's where you say hello, Steve.
I actually get that every day in my job. So.
Last time I saw Steve, we were watching the Cubs play in the World Series.
That's right.
Yeah, last time I was visiting, Steve makes his home in California, splitting his time between the City of Angels and Coronado Island, and I know which one will eventually win.
Me too.
So, Jeffrey with a G, let's talk. You want to talk Masters first and talk about how great that tournament was?
The last 2 days, I mean, just absolutely unbelievable. We thought Saturday was really going to be far worse for weather in terms of rain and wind, and while there was some rain and the course did play wet, I'll tell you, man, about five or six guys on Saturday were shooting 4-under, 5-under, 6-under. I've never seen so many eagles in one day.
That was really great.
And obviously Patrick Reed, I mean, man, what a tournament for him. Finishing off at 15-under and holding off Ricky Fowler, who just came out of nowhere yesterday with, an 8-under?
Yeah,
I think he shot a 64.
He missed five birdie opportunities prior to that. Would actually, any one of those could have put it right into a playoff.
And I had bet two players going into the tournament. I bet Kuchar and I bet Rory McIlroy. And McIlroy was right there going into Sunday. And
fell apart.
He just couldn't do it. And you know what I didn't like? The broadcasters just kept talking about this. Career Grand Slam, career Grand Slam, career Grand Slam. We know he's missing the Masters to become the sixth player to do it, but come on, man, don't keep talking about it, especially when he's not even close.
The putting was killing him.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, and the final round. And, of course, there was all the excitement about Tiger going into the tournament.
And that ended real quick.
Real quick by
the
second round.
And Mickelson as well. I'll tell you who else was absolutely phenomenal on Sunday was Jordan Spieth.
Yeah,
I mean, he just loves Augusta.
And he's really consistent. I mean, one of the guys that just really step up to the plate every tournament. He's always in the mix, always in the top three, top five, every tourney.
Especially when he's in Augusta. He just loves playing this course, and he was sort of amongst the leaders entering Sunday, but, man, he just came out with a bang, and absolutely great tournament. And watch out for this guy, John Ram, by the way, from Spain. I love that kid. 23 years old, played a great tournament. I can't remember in the last 20 years since maybe, you know, Sergio, Mickelson, and Tiger were just starting, where we've seen a group of young guys that are 27 and under. I mean, and especially the American players, you know, your Ricky Fowles and Fowler and Jordan Spieth and, of course, Patrick Reed and so many great players. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch for many years to come.
What we were talking about before the final round is that one of the bets that was on the board is whether any of the scores would go underneath 66.
And I don't know, in any round?
Yeah, and I thought you were going to bet that at one point.
No, but a few guys hit under 66 during the tournament. I know Fowler hit a 65 on Saturday. Ricky hit a 64 yesterday.
Right, right.
And there were several 66s.
Now, no mention whatsoever of our Latin version of Tin Cup. How many in the water?
The only mention was he did a great job handing the jacket to Reed after the tournament. Yeah, Sergio was a no-show.
Yeah.
So not being into golf, let me ask a question.
Okay.
If you would have bet the winner of the tournament yesterday, what were his odds?
You know what's so funny is I tried looking for that this morning. You know how hard it is to go back trying to find odds after the tournament's over? I would have to have guessed you would have gotten Reed at least 30+1, 30 to 1 or higher. Because I got Kuchar at 40-1.
Yeah, there was some at 40-1. There were, you know, Tiger was, I think, 12-1 when it opened up. This is interesting from today's paper. Do you know what Patrick Reed what the winnings were?
I think 11 million.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not that high.
1,980,000.
Right.
For first place. Sorry. I got
Ricky
my guess.
Fowler 1,188,000. Jordan Spieth for third place, 748,000. John Rahm, who you're talking about, 528. McIlroy, 386,000. Cameron Smith, 386. Henrik Stenson, 386. And Bubba Watson, 386.
Bubba, I forgot about Bubba in there. He had a great day yesterday, too.
Now you see why I want to get on the senior tour. All you have to do is make it for the weekend.
And that doesn't count endorsement deals that'll come now.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Oh,
I just want to play. I want to get out again.
He actually grew up in the area. He has family in Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a local legend right now.
A couple of notes. Kelly Clinton Holmes is at the Bootlegger tonight with her open mic. I think this is her 20th year doing it, or at least it seems like her 20th year. Tuesday from noon to 8 p.m., Ben and Jerry's at the district is offering free scoops and ice cream cones to benefit the CASA Foundation. Our friend John D. Domenico is going to be there as Austin Powers, and Frankie Shinta is going to be there, and Zoe Bowie, and a lot of people are going to be there from noon to 8, free ice cream at Ben and Jerry's at the district. Wednesday through Sunday, 5 p.m., Cocktail Cabaret at Caesars. Perfect way to start any night out. Maybe your first date on Match.com, or maybe Tinder. Maybe Grindr. I don't know. I don't do any of those. You do.
I feel like I walked into a sub shop.
I was going to say, where did that come from?
I don't know. Saturday, the new Vista Annual Gala's Havana Nights Extravaganza at Rio All Suites Hotel. That's from 6 to 11. That looks like a fun little event with Cuban dancers. And then I have to mention Dina Martin. Dean Martin's daughter is roasting our good friend, actor Joe Mantegna, at the South Point on April 15th.
Wow. I know you're going to love that.
And we, obviously, being from Chicago, knowing Joe, and, you know, when I was in Burbank, you know, his fantastic restaurant there.
In Chicago.
Where he brings in everything from Chicago.
Real
and
Vienna.
And actually, when I had a birthday some years ago, I won't mention the number, we brought in all the food, a lot of it from Joe's place.
Oh, did you get it from
the ribs, the pizzas, yeah, all the good stuff, man.
Yeah, I don't think it was the year that the Cubs clinched, but maybe it may have been that year or the year before. Joe had a big party in the parking
lot. Right, I remember that.
Yeah. I drove in just for that, to hang out with Joe and have some pizza and have some Italian beef.
I will give a plug to a restaurant because I know you were doing that. Yeah. Lefty's in San Diego.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want the real deal deep dish pizza, and I would know.
Yes, you would.
Lefty's in San Diego.
Where is it in San Diego?
Mission Hills.
Mission Hills.
Cool. And so they're known for their Chicago cuisine?
Yeah, they've got, it's Chicago. They've got the W in front, you know, on the window.
The wind sign.
They've got the green, the real green relish that goes on the hot dogs.
The neon green.
No
the
ketchup.
Real stuff.
No ketchup.
No dye in that stuff, though.
No, of course not.
No.
Another plug for one of our sponsors, Las Vegas Auto Sales on Sahara and Decatur. Great selection of pre-driven used cars for under $10,000. Las Vegas Auto Sales caters to the entertainment and hospitality industry. If you're in the market for a dependable used car, visit our friend Lucky Lopez. Yes, that's really his name, Lucky Lopez, at Las Vegas Auto Sales on Sahara and Decatur. Vegas Golden Knights playoff starts Wednesday.
You know, Steve and I were just talking about this, and I can't remember a time, and I've lived in Boston and New York and Montreal, all big hockey cities. I got to tell you, man, this city is pulsating right now with excitement about Wednesday night's game, and I don't think a lot of these fans that have watched the Knights throughout the regular season, have any idea what happens when they drop the puck in the first playoff game and how that intensity goes up four notches? Physical. Are you all right, buddy?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Just adjusting.
The listeners might think we have a woodpecker in the room.
you are so right, because the intensity level of hockey in general, it is such a great sport to see live. And then I'm even glued to the TV set if I'm not at a game during the playoffs, because it's
the
one
best
play. It's like that.
Well, it's a completely different time. You drop the puck right here. Going into the playoffs, it's a new season altogether. This is do or die, right? You're coming through the playoffs. You got a lot of big teams out there. I know both on the East Coast, Boston, and the West Coast, you know, we've got a couple that are vying for those number one positions in both East and Western conferences, but it's getting tight, and you got a lot of good competition out there.
If you have not gone to a Golden Knights game, you need to go just for the opening of the game. I've got to give a shout-out to our friend Mark Chinook, who really busses you-know-what and does a great job.
He does.
Adding color to the game, and he also stars in Magic Mike.
He does?
Yeah, and he also does a fundraiser every other week called Monday's Dark, and I went on Monday last week.
Oh, right.
It was a ton of fun. It was his birthday. It was just a ton of fun.
It was Mark's birthday?
Yeah, it was Mark's birthday last Monday, and I don't remember what the theme was of the show, but I went with Michelle Rothstein, and had a great time. Emily Gillette was there, and usual suspects. It was just a ton of fun. And I've got to mention that Gobi and I have an event coming up.
Absolutely.
On April 20th, 420, if you will.
420, right at Harris.
Called Guitars in Heaven. And I want to read a little bit about our friend Gobi.
Absolutely.
Moore here. He's the founder, president, and managing principal, visionary leader with 25-plus years in entertainment, marketing, digital media, specializing in technology, digital content development, advertising verticals opposed to horizontals.
Blah, 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 blah. And all
but
that
most
good
importantly,
stuff.
Gobi works with our veterans, Las Vegas Veterans Transition Resource Center, with our friend Jim Littner and R.J. Doe. And it's going to be great. We're doing it with our friend Lisa Gay, and
yes,
we've got some great musical acts lined up. Tickets are actually on sale at Eventbrite. If you go to Eventbrite.com/Guitars in Heaven, you can actually buy tickets. They're only $20. It's going to be at Harrah's Showroom on 420, again, if you will, in the afternoon. And if you want to celebrate 420 with us, we're going to be from about 1 in the afternoon till 3. Gobi, go ahead.
Now, this is, of course, a charity fundraiser, and this is for the Veterans Transition Resource Center. And if you're not familiar with who they are, they're actually involved with the active duty transitioning back into civilian life. At the same time, assisting veterans and their families with a wide variety of different things in which are valuable each and every day. We wanted to bring something to the table. We want to make it fun. At the same time, we're looking to do some good with your assistance. And $20 for a rockin' show like this is ridiculous.
It's going to be rockin'. We've got Jet Velocity as our core band, and Bronx Wanderers are going to be there, tons of our friends. So we'll be keeping you posted and updated through our social media. And if you're near the Facebook, go to Jonathan Scott LV, and you can get more information on that. We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
John of the Sky with Vegas nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. I'm welcoming you back to the work week. I know it's a drag, but we've got to do it, don't we? We've got to do it. Also joining us in studio, Gobi Moore from the Veterans Transition Resource Center and a veteran broadcaster, Steve Berger, in for the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, which should mess up traffic for this whole week.
Well, when isn't traffic messed up in this town? Come on.
Actually, it's not really. For the most part, it hasn't been a problem until recently. This past year, it's gotten so much worse.
Project Neon.
Really?
Well, it's Project Neon.
What's Project Neon?
That's where they're fixing the spaghetti bowl and all the highways there.
That is backed up at the spaghetti bowl.
I've been saying that for years, and now it really is. And now T-Mobile Arena, with all the traction going in there the last couple of years, that clogs up Frank Sinatra and the Boulevard as well. But what are we pointing at? There's some noise coming out?
Gobi, you're getting feedback.
Oh,
that's okay.
I don't know.
Steve, as a broadcaster, I mean, what are some of the things that you were on the convention floor yesterday?
I was on the convention floor this morning.
What are some of the things that you think are new in the world of broadcasting and innovative?
Well, some of the things I'm seeing are, you know, obviously the virtual reality stuff, which I'm going to, you know, definitely talk about my age now. I actually put on
VR goggles.
VR goggles for the first time at the Google booth today.
No.
And
first time ever.
First time ever.
How surreal is that?
Thank you. And I enjoyed it. And now Jonathan and I were talking on the way over here that, and my son told me this, and he's a millennial, said, you know what? I'd rather live in the moment as opposed to the virtual reality. And I sort of like that. But I was saying to Jonathan on the way over here, maybe for places that I would like to visit that I can't visit
interesting.
I could see taking a tour that way.
It's really amazing. I mean, I saw dinosaurs when I tried it on. I was like,
yeah.
And it's so real. I mean, it's so vivid. It's
how
like,
about what, like when you're flying in a helicopter and you feel like you're literally flying in a helicopter?
And then the Google people were showing us the 360. The 360 cameras they used to shoot all of this. It was fascinating.
It's unbelievable.
Feels like you're taking a trip back in the 70s, huh?
But the other thing there's a lot of there is, you know, like the CNN voting boards, you know, all of those different kinds of technologies where you touch it on the screen and the weather and just, you know, some great stuff.
Speaking of voting, did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
I was on an airplane, no.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Nobody watched it but me.
No.
Well, they talked about the Russians hacking into where voting, of all places. Want to guess what state?
Illinois. That's where they hacked in. And really? when the story broke, it was the same day as POTUS got the story broke with him and Jeb Bush getting off the bus. So it kind of got buried that was the day that Illinois voters registration got hacked, and yeah, they went into every registered voter in the state of Illinois, and if they wanted to, they could have changed two digits on their number and just caused mass chaos at the voting polls at the booth.
Wow.
Just crazy. If you haven't seen the story, you can go to YouTube.
So shocking that it was in
YouTube
Illinois.
YouTube is still up and running. Yeah. You can go to YouTube.
But the other stuff just from the NAB convention is when you look at CNN or the Weather Channel and they're showing you live things that are sort of coming to life in this set that's all virtual. I love that, some of the things
I was
seeing.
What would be an example of that?
They might show on the Weather Channel, they might show some topography of some land and then show maybe how clouds or weather was being impacted by that. And we've seen it on CNN where the one guy gets up there and he's out there showing the plane and it's like it's right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of weather, isn't it snowing in Chicago right now?
The what? Cub game got snowed out today.
Here we go, Cubbies. Yeah. Here we snow.
I was talking to some friends about that recently because I actually went to a game as a kid that got snowed out.
Me too.
They let us into the stadium, into Wrigley Field, for the game. But they didn't take the tarps off, and it just kept snowing and snowing, and game snowed out.
Oh, that was before there was night games.
Way before night games. Yeah.
Well, that happened at Fenway, too, recently, where they got a little snow in between games, and then it was gone the next day.
Well, both Yankees and Mets were snowed out this year on opening day, so it's been a fairly common theme going from the Midwest eastward.
There's no climate change.
So much for global warming,
come on,
folks.
Yeah, but maybe baseball will think of changing their schedule in the beginning of the season.
Why?
The Cubs actually opened up in Florida. So it's like, why start in a cold weather city in the beginning of the season?
Because just like New England, in Chicago in April, it could be 75 or 35.
I don't remember it ever being 75 in April in Chicago.
Probably, I really
65.
Don't.
Probably not.
I don't remember 75. I know it was like 40 today and snowing, which is
Well, you're
great.
Afraid to go to hockey games because you think it's cold.
I got over that.
Thank God.
But, you know, they're teaching me about hockey because I really don't, you know.
There's a guy who grew up in Chicago, one of the original six teams. We have a hockey team here, and we're like, let's go to a game. He's like, yeah, it's cold in there.
I didn't want to be near the ice.
Oh,
really?
Call me.
I've never heard anyone say
from
that.
From Chicago?
Yeah.
It's cold in there?
It's cold in there. I don't like
I
the cold.
I love it.
You do?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
My wife's got to wear a down coat. I got to buy her a blanket at the stadium to wrap her up.
Yeah, of course. So, listen,
well,
I was born,
over
I was
I
born
like
in
it.
Montreal, and I moved to Boston when I was 12. 35 degrees in springtime.
Oh, yeah. You're in shorts, T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. It's
but
balmy.
Now I like it.
We're having picnics.
I remember when I first told my kids about hockey, and my ex didn't want me bringing the kids to the games because there was a lot of fighting.
In the stands.
In the stands, too. Right. But I would bring my kids to
We're
the games.
We're talking about like
and
Bobby Holtime, right? Like Bobby.
Yeah,
Bobby
well, I grew up in that era, of course.
Great team.
When not only did players not wear helmets.
Correct.
Which
some of
my
the goalies
kids were
didn't
freaked
either.
Out. Yeah. Goalies didn't wear masks.
Jack Plant was the first.
Yeah, all of them.
And Cheevers.
And then Cheevers.
With the scars on the mask.
Oh, yeah.
On the Halloween, or the Freddy.
The Jason mask.
The Jason mask.
Yeah,
that's
there
it.
I was telling, you know, Bobby and I were talking. I said, you know, the fans here today, you know, we'll go into the Vegas playoff series against L.A. because that's going to develop into a nice rivalry. The Canadians and the Bruins have been going at it for about 100 years. And I remember as a kid in Montreal, people heating up pennies and throwing them on the ice in front of the opposing goal. So that players would trip on the ice.
Yeah, it's
so
been brutal. Great.
What you see today on the ice is like, you know, water polo.
Yeah.
We still didn't get the octopus story, did we?
In Detroit, why they throw it on the rink? I don't know.
We need our fact check.
They're in Detroit.
Well,
what do you expect?
The eight teams, the eight legs, right? That was to symbolize that. It was one of the original eight teams, I had thought. The
original six teams.
Or
six.
It was
original
six. That's right. But the octopus, I thought, had something to do with that at one time.
I don't think so necessarily, but I know they throw it on the ice when a player scores a hat trick.
Right.
In a related story, I did have the octopus at Black Heath.
Of course, you go right.
I had the grilled octopus. So you were talking about some of the matchups that are going to be happening with the Knights and the Kings.
Well, in my opinion, and again, I know that Vegas Knights fans are just, you know, on cloud nine right now, and they should be. I think they drew one of the hardest teams to play against in the first round for a lot of reasons. First of all, the Kings are a very experienced team in a lot of ways, only a few years removed from a Stanley Cup. And they know that they don't want to beat that team to lose to the expansion team in the first round.
It's different, though. They're like a playoff team. When you see, it's more like an all-star team than any, because of what they plucked around the league when they started, but they gelled extraordinarily well early.
They did for the first 60 games. And those last 20 games, they had some injuries. They didn't have that same intensity.
Right.
I personally think they're a little beat up and hurt. I know Riley Smith is coming back, and along with Carlson and Marchessault, they form probably the best line front line in hockey. I didn't like Gerard Gallant starting Fleury on Saturday night against the Flames. He had no business being in there at all. Give the guy 2 days rest, 3 days rest. He didn't play him against Edmonton. Why'd you put him in against Calgary?
Right.
And the team in front of him didn't show up to play, and they embarrassed him, and he kept him in the net. Get him out of there, man.
Yeah, two tough losses coming into the home stretch.
You don't want to have that on your psyche coming into the biggest series of the season after watching Fleury just get beat up 7-1 like that and your team didn't show up. And I don't know how they're going to respond on Wednesday night, and I hope they do respond. I personally think the Kings are going to take this in seven games, because the last time they were here at the end of February for a home-and-home series, they beat them then, and I think they have that momentum behind them coming into Vegas. I think it's a very tough series for Vegas. It was not the team they wanted to draw.
It's going to have to come down to who's healthier. You know, if we get the team back and everybody's, you know, standing straight up and not slouching over.
If Vegas goes back to playing the hockey they played the first 60 games, skating, both sides of the ice,
absolutely,
they can't play LA's game. You're not going to outbully them. They're more physical and they're bigger.
Right.
Get Reeves off the ice, except maybe down the stretch if you're up by two or three goals to knock some dudes into the boards, but you can't play that physical game. And Fleury's going to have to stand on his head, and they're going to have to play better defense in front of him.
What's the rotation of games in hockey?
2-2-1-1-1. So the first two games will be here in Las Vegas, then two in L.A., and then 1-1-1 back and forth, obviously, with a game seven if needed here in Vegas, which
the Kings
huge.
Come in here and say, let's get one.
Exactly right. And I think the one is going to be Wednesday night.
The first
game. And then Vegas will take it back on Friday. And they'll go back to L.A. tied. And depending what they're able to do on the road in L.A., let me tell you something. They're going to be rocking the stadium in L.A. when they go back.
You know, and Jonathan, you know, being from Chicago, you're from Boston, you guys, you know, we've got great sports fans.
What's it like when the Blackhawks used to play the Red Wings?
Oh, my God. But, you know, L.A. sports fans...
they show up at the third inning and leave at the sixth inning.
Which is good for us that stay longer. It's easier to get in and out of the parking lot.
Right.
I know that's true for baseball and basketball. I'd like to think for hockey...
They're into it. They're into it.
They come in early.
They are loud.
Yeah.
And they are there early, and they stay the whole game. Yeah, it's a different crowd.
It's funny because, you know, we always talk about who the better team is, who's seated higher, blah, blah, blah. I always like to follow Vegas. And Vegas is telling us that this is going to be a very, very close series. They have Vegas only slightly favored for the series, minus 30 cents. And they're a number one seed. So, and if you look at the other number one seeds, if you look at like a...
So the Kings are the last seed then, right?
They're the second wild card. One of the wild cards, correct.
Yeah.
Whereas if you look at Nashville, who's a one seed, they're 4.5-1 favorites.
What'd you say the Knights are? 6-1?
No. The Knights
for the whole series?
No, that's to win the cup. I'm just talking about the series now. L.A. versus Vegas for the series.
Yeah, they got to win one first.
But I'm saying Vegas is only minus 30 cents. That's like a pick 'em practically.
Right.
Whereas in the Nashville series, they're playing a very good young Colorado team. They're 4.5-1. And Tampa Bay Lightning, who are playing the Devils, they're minus 3-1. They're the number one seed in the East. And I'm going to call upset here. I think the Devils knock off Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round.
Ooh, good call.
And I'm going to call for a commercial break, and we'll come back with more Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
John Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Coming back at you to talk more sports, more comedy, more music, more food, and more veterans' interests.
Absolutely, right here.
Can't talk enough about our vets. Thank you again to some of our sponsors, Las Vegas Auto Sales on Sahara and Decatur. If you're looking for a pre-driven car, go see our friend Lucky Lopez on Sahara and Decatur.
He just loves saying that.
Lucky Lopez. Also, the New Vista Annual Gala, Havana Nights, is Saturday coming up. And our roast with Dina Martin and our friend Joe Montana is going to be on the 15th over at the South Point Hotel and Casino. Kelly Clinton Homes tonight at Bootlegger. Open mic night starts at about 9 p.m. or whenever Kelly's ready. And our friend Clint Holmes is back at the Westgate with Earl Turner starting next week, I believe it is. So plenty to do. If you want to see what I think is probably the funniest show in Las Vegas, the Misbehave Game Show at Bally's, it's just hilarious. It's not really a game show. It's a show, though. It's so hard to describe. It's interactive, and everybody that we've taken there has just had a ride. It's just been a lot of fun. So if you get a chance and you're looking for some laughs, the Misbehave Game Show at Bally's, and the Comedy Cellar from New York just opened at the Rio. And that's famous for having drop-ins.
I love the Comedy Cellar, yeah.
Yeah, the Cellar's famous for drop-ins, so some stand-ups are popping in. Also, our friend Louis Anderson's got a new book out about him and his mom. And Louis is just great. I just love Louis. I saw Louis on one of the shows over the weekend. So, well, let's get back to the Vegas Golden Knights and some of the key matchups in the playoffs. Jeffrey with the G.
We covered Vegas and LA, and I think it's going to be a great series. And I'm so excited for our fans here that they're finally going to get to see this team in the playoffs. And as we discussed already, guys, it's just a different season. But some of the other amazing matchups in the first round, when you have two original six teams playing, we were talking about Detroit and Chicago, Montreal. Boston and Toronto are playing in the first round, and man, I think this has all the makings of an epic series Last time these two teams played, I think it was 2013. It went to Game 7. Bruins came back from a 3-goal deficit to win in overtime. I think they went on to win the Cup that year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they did.
But Toronto has a nucleus of some really young superstars, led by Matthews, who was only second to Connor McDavid this year, coming out of the draft a couple of years ago. But I'm going to tell you right now, Toronto and Boston is going to be a fast, hard-hitting, two veteran goaltenders, two veteran teams. So I think that's one of the better series. And watch out for Winnipeg this year, guys. Winnipeg, back in the league now, what, 2-3 years maybe only?
Right.
And they finished with, I think, the second best record in the Western Conference behind Nashville. Their goalie, one of the hottest goalies this year, should win the Vezina. They're playing Minnesota in the first round.
Should win the what?
The Vezina trophy for the best goaltender in hockey.
Right. Oh. Sounds like something you would treat with lotion.
I'm surprised they didn't call that the Patrick Roy.
You could call it the Patrick Roy, or you can call it the Martin Brodeur, or you can call it the, so many great...
Vezina.
Vezina.
Yeah, for your Vezina.
But I want to give our listeners a couple of just long shot bets that I took to win the Cup, just because I think there's good value
there.
That's
what I'm looking at right now.
So I told you I like Winnipeg here. They're at 10-1 to win the Cup. I think it's going to be them in Nashville in the Western Conference Finals, and I just love their goaltending. And as you guys know, in the playoffs, it's all about defense and goaltending, and you can ride a hot goaltender right to the Stanley Cup. On the east side, I don't like Tampa Bay, and I don't like Boston either. I think you got two fun teams here. So for the first time in a while, Washington Capitals are not your President Trophy winners, and that goes to the team with the most points in the league that went to Nashville this year. Ovechkin has taken the Capitals to the playoffs 10 out of the last 11 years, and they notoriously choke in the first or second round to either an 8 seed or some other ridiculous seed that they end up losing to. Not a lot of pressure on them this year. Not a lot of spotlight on them. I think this is the year where they can creep up, and they can go far into the playoffs and do very well. So I also took the Washington Capitals at 11-1 to win the Stanley Cup.
Tony Lozano writes in, don't put Bessonneau in your cup.
All right.
Now I'm bucking for
Vezinov or Vezinov? With B or a V?
The Vezina trophy?
Yeah, what is it?
V-E-Z-I-N-A.
A V.
Oh. Yeah, Victor. Is there a Mr. Vezinov?
It was named after someone named Vezina, yes.
Yeah, I'm plugging for a Bruins Knights Stanley Cup. Love to see it.
That would be actually kind of exciting. And then I got to tell you, how do you not like Sid Crosby and the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins at 12-1? You know, that's a team that just knows how to win when they have to win. And then lastly, my long shot here, I'm taking another Western team. I'm taking the Anaheim Ducks. I like Anaheim here.
I like Penguins over the Ducks.
You like what?
Penguins more than Ducks.
Well, maybe they'll face each other in the Stanley Cup Finals, but Anaheim's going to be facing San Jose in the first round. I think they get by San Jose. They're playing really good hockey right now. They'll have a tough time with either Nashville or Winnipeg, but for a long shot, I'll take the Ducks. They're playing really good hockey right now. You're going to get them at 25-1.
It's a tough ticket to get, isn't it, if you're in Anaheim?
No. One of the easier tickets to get at the Honda Center.
Oh, yeah?
Or the Pond, as they call it.
The Duck Pond?
Correct.
That's right.
That's right. Exactly.
I think that's funny. Mm-hmm. You want to move off of hockey? You got enough hockey? You want to move it on to baseball?
You never have enough hockey this time of year, I will relinquish the hockey talk.
That's it for hockey talk?
That's who you want to talk about
right
now.
Get the puck out of here.
Shohei Ohtani.
What's that all about?
He is a Korean phenom baseball player who's now
playing. North or South Korean?
He's playing for the Los Angeles Angels right now. He is the first player to both pitch and hit in several decades. Oh. Probably not since Babe Ruth, but in a very long time.
Eckersley. I don't know.
Eckersley never held a bat in his life.
Yeah, I mean, Babe Ruth.
I said, obviously, Ruth. That's
got to be somebody.
Probably not with that kind of prowess on both ends.
Although,
did Ted Williams ever pitch?
No. Although Joe Maddon put in John Lester the other day as a pinch hitter to lay down a sacrifice bunt.
Shame on Joe for doing that the first week of the season.
And the run, he got the run in.
Of course he did. Yeah, Lester's a pro. He's been out there a long time. He knows how to bunt.
But here you have this kid Ohtani who pitches his first game of the season, which was a win against, Oakland, maybe? Mm-hmm. And then he goes to become a positional player in the field. He goes on to hit home runs in three consecutive games, comes back yesterday, throws seven innings of perfect ball for his second win of the year. So we're 9 days in. He's got three home runs and two wins.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Is he a DH or is he playing in the field?
I think he's a DH when he's batting.
Yeah.
I believe. I don't think he's playing
in
position.
I don't think he's playing in the field.
He could be. Maybe. I don't know if Socha has him going in and out and back and forth, but if I'm Socha, I'd rather him just be a DH and not risk my guy who has to pitch in 5 days.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about the love-hate with Giancarlo Stanton in New York?
Sure. I was posting about it on Facebook the other day. I know you saw it on there.
Yeah.
Stanton has now become the first player in Major League history to record two games of zero hits and five strikeouts in the same season, and it's only the 9th of April. Now,
well, better to get it out of the way.
I agreed. And listen, as Red Sox fans, we'll take any chance we get to poke fun at new $200 million superstar there. Listen, you remember, he's coming in from the National League playing in Miami Park, in Marlin Park.
Right.
Yankee Stadium's a different ballgame. Oh. New York pressure media is a different ballgame. I mean, it's the first nine games of the year. We know Stanton is going to end up with 30 to 40 home runs.
Right,
he'll probably hit 260, 270.
Well, he's used to the warm weather. That's what it is.
And that too. And he's also playing in the cold, which is true. Right. And he's not used to playing in an outdoor stadium. Remember that.
Right.
Very different for a batter inside a stadium with the roof closed and fans being like that. When you go to Yankee Stadium, man, that's a different ballgame.
Well, that's what you had said earlier, though, the pressure of what it's got to be an athlete in New York.
Mm. Especially for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the Yankees. I mean, Randy Johnson's the best left-handed pitcher
fake news.
He crumbled in New York. Yeah. Randy Johnson crumbled in New York. He could not take that pressure. I mean, there's that famous scene of a reporter walking backwards with him down the sidewalk, and he just slaps the camera and says, "Get that out of my face." He just couldn't take it.
Tony says that guy's from Japan, not Korea.
Oh, my mistake. Sorry. What? Tony.
We don't want to offend the Koreans.
And that's South Japan.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I think Stanton's going to be fine. He'll settle down. I mean, listen, he's got a great lineup around him. He's got Sanchez and Judge batting behind him, but listen.
Yeah.
Enough about them. Let's talk about our Cubs.
I always want to talk about the
Cubs. I know you do. So
okay, Steve, let's talk about the Cubs.
Give me your Cubs forecast.
We got off to a little slower start than I was hoping for, but not to worry. I think that they're deeper than they were the year they won the World Series.
Hmm.
They've upgraded their pitching. They have...
Well, definitely with Darvish now, but you lost Arrieta. So it's almost like an even exchange.
Yeah, but we also got Chatwood.
Okay.
And we got Morrow in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger players who were young or rookies a few years ago now have a few seasons under their belt. They've got the best manager in baseball. I'm excited about this year.
Madden is the best manager in baseball. Yeah, I guess he's up there.
He led him there.
He's up there.
Of course, was that Theo or was that John?
Well, you can say that about any coach, I guess, like Phil Jackson. Was it him or the players he had around him? I mean, you got to do something as a manager
for
the players to get them to perform at that level.
Absolutely. You're right. So the Cubbies are just about one game above 500 right now. They're 5-4. They're playing in a pretty tough division, obviously, with Milwaukee, St. Louis, Pittsburgh. What are your thoughts on the Mets and the way they've started at 7-1?
We'll see if they can keep that going.
And they're one of the few teams that has the arms that could, if they stay healthy.
And they haven't been able to do that the last few years.
And your Matt Harveys and your Steven Matzes, if they could stay healthy, that's a team that could be fun to watch down the road.
Yeah,
I also agree. Made up of some veteran hitters like, you know, Cespedes and some other, you know, guys that have been around for a while. You remember Cespedes when we went to the big league weekend here, and I remember the crack of the bat in the batting cage?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Jeffrey, here's a big one. I got to see who that is.
Yeah, you know when someone swings a bat violently and you that crack of the ball, and I heard this crack, I said, John, we got to go see what this is. And he was taking some cuts in the cage. It was just unreal.
So you talked about Stanton's record of the 10 strikeouts. So the Cubs broke a record this year after five games. Now, they brought in Chili Davis as their hitting coach in the offseason.
That's an old name.
So here's the record they broke after five games. They struck out 58 times in five games with a new hitting coach.
Is Chili still employed?
Boom.
Is Chili still employed?
Yeah, he's still there.
I like Chili Palmer.
I like Chili Willy.
I like Billy Williams. I like
Sweet Swingin' Billy Williams.
Sweet Swingin' Billy Williams from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. Yeah. I like getting paid, so we're going to take another commercial break here on Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. We're going to wrap it up. Stay right where you are.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Eat it.
Just eat it? Is this Weird Al?
Eat it.
John Fowler.
Beat it. Hey, we're back. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM with Jeffrey with a G-Line 1. Go ahead. My friend Steve Berger and Gobi Moore from the Veterans Transition Resource Center. We're talking sports. We're talking food. We're talking music. We're talking show business. We're talking fun till daddy takes a T-Bird away. So what, you got any more hockey? So you're hockeyed up. You're done with your hockey.
I'm done. Baseball. I'm ready for the playoffs to start. I'm wishing our fans and the Vegas Knights all the luck in the world, and I hope that they come through and at least make it to the second round.
You going to any games? You got tickets?
Not right now, I don't.
One quick shout-out to our friend Michelle Rossi's Master Calendar, LasVegas.com. If you're looking for things to do around town, there's a new website called MasterCalendarLasVegas.com, and that lists almost every charity event that's going on, and, you know, there's almost something going on every day here.
Is it only charity events?
I think it is, yeah. I think it's all charity events. MasterCalendarLasVegas.com.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I agree.
That's pretty cool.
Just for charity events.
Give somewhere a place to go to see what's going on.
Yeah.
So, Gobi, I'm going to turn it over to you a little bit here because Jeffrey doesn't want to talk about curling. and I think we've...
More spelunking.
We could talk about the Cornhole Championship.
Well, we are on NBC, but sure, go ahead. That's the cornhole that I've
known. It's here in Vegas, man.
The cornhole championship is going on. Where would they be holding that?
I believe it was at the Mirage or the Rio, I want to say.
So you guys do good stuff, and I'm going to let you explain what the Veterans Transition Resource Center does.
Absolutely. You know, VTRC.us, if you're going to look it up online, Veteran Transition Resource Center. This is about active duty guys transitioning back home. Met a Marine earlier today that was coming in. He said, there's nowhere to go. They don't direct you to go to the right place to actually get reacclimated back in sync, get your claims filed, get your DD-214, step in the door and go ahead and assist with what's next, right? Job development, finding a house, getting back into gear again. But it's a lot more, too. It's helping veterans and their families better associate with one another, too, and understand some of the pressures and difficulties that they've experienced. This helps through and through, and why it's so important to have a center like this. And again, it's VTRC.us. You can go to gobe.cloud, G-O-B-E.cloud. We have our own cloud here, and it's kind of like a central location for a couple of different vet centers, radio, TV, publishing, and it keeps you apprised to what's going on, like guitars in heaven.
Speaking of being on the cloud, we're having an event on 420.
Isn't that wonderful? And that should
be a
cloud.
Do you like that segue?
Oh, yeah.
420, cloud.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a lot of Jimi Hendrix music, a lot of Purple Haze. We're going to have some Prince, some Zeppelin, some... all kinds of stuff.
If you really dig good guitar music, this is a place to be. It's going to be kicking off before anything else over the weekend. All the 420 festivals going a little bit later on the day at 420 and beyond. So we wanted to be first and be right there on the block there with a couple of really good bands right at Harrah's. We're very excited. 1 o'clock, tickets only $20.
So the one thing that I do want to bring up is that you guys are... one of the sponsors of the event is a CBD company, but without the THC, and you're having some great effects with CBDs without the THC on some of the veterans that are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I can only speak from personal experience. When you do take it yourself, there is no THC in this. It's a CBD product, phytonutrient, that is extraordinary. They got the big launch coming up, and this is something that we wanted to see. How we'd assist in helping others get to sleep and handle PTSD and anxiety and amongst a myriad of other things that came up that are really highly beneficial. It's 100% pure, organic, non-GMO, and it's a phytonutrient, which makes it a superfood.
So if people want to tune in to your broadcast, how do they do that?
Well, they can do Veterans Talk, right? Veterans Talk Radio over the weekends. They can tune in on AM 720 KDWN, or they can go to iHeart Radio app and bring it up under podcast under Vets Talk.
Vets Talk?
Correct.
Cool.
Correct. And that's every week from noon to 1 o'clock on Saturdays.
And the Resource Center is on Sunset.
It's right there on Sunset, 2955 East Sunset Road, just east of McLeod, right near McCarran, right on Sunset Park.
Well, anyway, we appreciate you guys and gals and everything you do to keep us safe and secure. And it's our pleasure to be associated with you guys and have this event, which is really our first event together. So we're all excited about it.
Oh,
yeah. All kidding aside.
I second that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're really excited about teaming up and getting some good things going, too, on a regular basis. We have a lot of good resources, good people, good companies coming to the table, and really we want to highlight all of them, and can't right now, of course, but we will real soon. Go to gobe.cloud.
I do want to give a shout-out to our friend Lisa Gay, who actually introduced us to...
Oh, Lisa's amazing.
Yeah, so Lisa's going to be there, and hopefully she'll be singing a little bit of songs, and it's kind of a tribute to her late husband, Tony Drake, who was an amazing guitarist, played with Count Basie, and we got a terrific lineup.
Reese.
And again,
tickets
will be available at Eventbrite, EVENTBRITE / Guitars in Heaven.
Right, you can see it on Facebook as well, or the events page on gobe.cloud.
Is this going to be pre-recorded music, or are people going to be playing
live.
These songs live?
This is live. Yeah. We may even be filming and streaming. Who knows? There's all sorts of wonderful things going on.
And we're gonna go to the National Association of Broadcasters and see more streaming. I've gotta check out what's going on. Steve, I want to thank you for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here right now, sir. Gobi Moore, thanks again from the Veterans Transition Resource Center.
Thank you, guys. And like we say at Gobi Networks, go believe, go beyond, go be more.
Go Knights, go.
Jonathan Scott, reminding you to eat well, party hard. If you're on the Facebook, don't be scared. Like us and share us. Don't be scared. If you see us out, please say hello. Buy us a drink. Say hello. And have a great week, everybody. Peace out.
Make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Whoa.